everyone. Welcome to Story Nerds. I'm Hannah Davis.
And I'm Jessica Kate. And today I am excited because the Aussies outnumber the Americans. I have Hannah Curry with me here, coming to you from Brisbane, Australia, which is about an hour and a half down the road from where I am. So woohoo! Welcome, Hannah. And we're excited because she has a novel coming out in 2 weeks, and we're excited about it. So, Hannah, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your writing?
Cool. Yep. So, I'm Hannah Curry. I'm from Brisbane, Australia. Yay for Australia. And I've written a young adult. So, it's a young adult princess book, basically. So, yay for princess.
Yay!
And, yeah, it's set in a fictional kingdom, but in modern day times. And it's about a girl who is born a commoner but has never lived like it, because the day she was born, the queen died in childbirth and her mum was brought to the palace to look after the little princess who was brought behind. She, out of gratitude, the king said that Kenna, who's the main character, I should have said that, Kenna can have a home at the palace and all the privileges of a princess until the day that Princess Elena married, which is all well and good, except, as usual, Elena has an older brother who is Kenna's best friend, and the king is not too impressed about it. So he kicks Kenna out, and the story is pretty much starts from there, where she's then trying to figure out who she is and who to trust, and everything she knows is crumbling around her. And yeah, that's the story.
Awesome.
So good.
In a nutshell.
And it's called Heart of a Royal, isn't it?
It is, yes. Called Heart of a Royal. It comes out in just over 1 week. Yikes. Just over a week, 15th of October. It will be available. And yeah, what else do you want to know about it?
Nice. By the time this episode releases, that will only be days away. So get onto that, people. And can people pre-order it, Hannah?
Yep. So you can pre-order it through... Oh, all the details are on my website. That's easier, at hannahcurry.com. But yeah, you can pre-order it. It's available at lots of different places, and or it's in different formats and stuff as well. So, yep, definitely.
Awesome.
And it's got a really gorgeous cover,
so get onto that now,
I have
people.
To say.
It does. I love the cover.
I love the
of
cover.
It. We're very excited when Hannah showed us. She showed us a few different drafts of it as they were designing it, and they were all great. So it was very exciting. And which leads us to our topic today, which is young adult romance. So why don't you kick us off, Hannah, with something that you would like to chat about with that?
Me, Hannah?
Yes, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. We're going to have trouble with the Hannah names. Yes, Aussie Hannah.
Aussie Hannah. All right, I'm Aussie Hannah today. So, I love reading young adult romance, which is probably why I wrote it. I totally fell in love with the thing. I don't know, something about the coming of age and figuring out who people are, and there's just so many decisions and things. I love so many different young adult books, and picking my favorite is just never going to happen. But one I have discovered recently is Casey West. Have you guys heard of Casey West as an author?
No.
Ooh, I'm trying to think. Maybe yes. If it's the one I'm picturing, I'm not 100% of what her name is, but she has cool covers, and they're like their photos of people, but you never see their faces. They're like,
yeah, they're pretty cute.
On the foot of a car or something. Yeah, I think I'm thinking the same one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're very cool. But I don't know, I follow his bookstagrammers these days, and they just kept talking about her. I'm like, oh, so good to figure out who this Casey West person is. So I went and got some, and they're gorgeous. Just my favorite one is P.S. I Like You, and it's just seriously adorable. Mm-hmm. It's these teenagers who, one of them's bored in chemistry. So she just starts, she's like a songwriter, and she starts writing on the desk, and then unbeknownst to her, someone actually from a different class writes back, and they start this conversation back and forth through lyrics and songs and stuff. And yeah, it turns out it's one of those hate to love tropes things.
Oh,
but it's
you just,
talked
right up Jess's alley right there.
Yeah, it's just adorable. And like these two who just hate each other. It's kind of, I don't know, You've Got Mail-ish, but not at all, because she's writing
okay,
a song.
I'm going to read this now.
So
I have seen that book about three times, and I've wondered.
Oh, really?
So now that I've heard a good recommendation.
I read it twice in a week. I loved it so much I read it twice before I sent it back to the library and then got a copy myself. So yeah, I like
so obviously saying something.
Wow. Yeah, all right. That was a really good one. But she's got a bunch of others as well, and they're all really cute. So yeah.
All right. Jess, I want to hear what yours is, because I know you love YA, and we are all romance nerds over here, so tell me about your pick.
Well, I had to really debate, because there's two different types of YA, and one of them is the one that I favor the most, and it's like the teenage adventure that happens to have some romance happening in it. So I just read Throne of Glass and then half of the sequel, but once they got together I stopped reading it. and I recently read Mortal Engines, the first and the second one, because of the movie and stuff like that. But the one I'm going with is not from that category. It is one of the very few just straight up YA contemporary romances that I have read. And that is the Katie Parker novels. I'm trying to remember the name of the first one. They're by Jenny B. Jones, who you have all heard me mention a lot before. I love Jenny's work. She started off in the YA space and then did some adult novels and now does adult cozy mystery romances. And so I think the Katie Parker ones were some of her early stuff. I can't remember if they were her first or second series. I think the first one's called The Big Picture. That's one's called On the Loose. That's the Charmed series. That's the other one that read that series. Yeah, that's a different one.
They're pretty cute too.
So yes, and she's just re-released that whole series with new covers and has like updated the flip phone references and stuff. So so that's awesome. But the Katie Parker ones, I have read the first one. It was a trilogy of three young adult novels, and then she came back with a fourth. But by then, Katie Parker had aged into the new adult category, because by then she was about 22 or so.
Yeah.
So I've read the first one, and the last one. Yes, I think I actually started
the last one was great.
Last one was fantastic.
It was amazing.
Yes, it was great. So the early three are about Katie, and she has moved in with this Christian couple, and she is from the foster system, and so she is sort of getting used to this new world with these people and this small town, and it's very different to what she's used to. And there is a interesting boy named Charlie who pops in and out of her life, and there's kind of a through line with Charlie through those three books. And then the fourth one is actually sort of the more traditional romance novel, which kind of resolves their story a bit more, which is awesome and why it's my favorite one. But the first three are more about Katie's sort of journey in like figuring out the deal with her family and how she sees herself given the past that she's gone through. She had quite a bad situation with her biological mother, who I believe is now in prison, and she doesn't really know what to do with this new world or these people who she's living with. And she has a ridiculous new grandmother. And anyone who's read Jenny's books knows that there is always an older woman character.
Crazy old people.
Who is hilarious and ridiculous.
Do you have a gun in this one as well?
Yeah, in her new cozy mystery series, the grandmother is Maxine's sister, and so you're like, oh, the crazy one's in the family, that's why. So she's hilarious, and so she just provides this fantastic comic relief throughout the whole book. And I don't really know how to explain it any better than that. It's funny, and yet it has like a real heartfelt message. Jenny, the foster system and residential care for young women is a through line that you'll see in most of Jenny's books. It's a real passion of hers, and she is a foster mother. She has been a foster mother herself and is now an adopted mother. So it's like it's got all the feels, but then it's got the comedy, and it's just great. I love everything Jenny does.
Of course.
So here's with yours, Hannah.
American Hannah, thank you so much for that. I have to admit it is a little weird being outnumbered on that front this time around. Well, speaking of YA romance, there were two that were super top that I was trying to pick from. I have to admit, I don't typically read YA, so the few that I know aren't wouldn't really be in this category. With the movie, and considering we're talking to Hannah about her royal theme in a YA zone, I'm going to go with one of the best. Young, well, I shouldn't say YA because no one would categorize it as YA, but as a book it is the movie The Princess Diaries.
Oh yeah, I count that as YA. That is the not definition of YA. Yep.
I mean, I remember first watching that and howling through the entire movie. I just love, Jess and I have talked about this before, all of our different types of comedies that we really love. And I love a good slapstick kind of comedy where people are just tripping and falling and there's pratfalls everywhere. And it is that first movie was like the definition of that. And they tried to add some of that into the second movie and didn't quite do it as much justice. But oh man, I love Anne Hathaway. I love Julie Andrews. I love, ooh, Hector. Wait, what's the guy who plays? I can't remember his
Oh,
last name. You know who I'm talking
Ellie.
about? Like,
Ellie Yonzi or Ellie or
Elliot.
something.
Yes, that's him. Yes.
Ellie. It's got a
He is
Z, it's got an
amazing.
O.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, that was super cute. I love them.
Yes.
Go through
Yeah,
the
I
whole
should
movie
say
and
that was
tell you.
cute. Good in the main couple, but
I read the books. The books were written by Meg Hathaway, and I honestly, because I haven't read them, I don't know how close. But that first movie, my all-time favorites, and I is that it's kind of a coming of age story on top of being a romance. She has that friends to romance with Michael. Sorry, I should go back really quick. If you don't know the movie, I don't know why you wouldn't at this point, but if you don't know the movie,
More than 15 years old.
Anna,
The book's
that's
20 years
probably
old.
true. Oh my gosh, that's so sad. That right now, I feel so old. Oh, but anyway, the character Anne Hathaway plays, which, shoot, remind, I'm like blanking on her name right now. I feel
Mia.
so dumb.
Mia
Mia!
Thermopolis.
Thank you. Mia Thermopolis.
And
Mia
this new Nathan
Rinaldi.
Lawson's
Mia
movies.
Nett, that's right. Mia Nett
Rinaldi.
Thermopolis Rinaldi. Prince Rinaldi, right? Princess of Genovia. Well,
Princess of Genovia.
she turns into the princess. She realizes the opening movie is her very popular, not, I shouldn't say not attractive, but just certainly not what their popular girls look like.
Invisible.
Invisible. I think I'm invisible. Somebody sat on me today. That was something that happened to her. And then she finds out by her grandmother, who comes to town to visit, wants to have tea, that she is actually a princess. And so the rest of the movie is her trying to figure out lane of life now that she knows she's a princess and gets
And it's
out that
also
she is a
deciding if she wants
princess.
to be the princess
Be a
officially.
princess. True, because she has to officially declare that she's going to accept the princesship because they will eventually need her to rule the country. And it is just like the cutest little Cinderella tale, but the funniest Cinderella tale. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I laughed in that movie. One of my favorite moments is when she is they're at the formal dinner and she accidentally sets a man's sleeve on fire, and then she ends up causing, shortly after that, she ends up causing like a trickle-down effect of all these things happening wrong in pratfall motion across the dining room, and it ends up with this huge thing of grapes that plops right onto I'm assuming some kind of a
Foreign dignitary.
a foreign dignitary onto his plate. And it was I just remember howling. That was one of those examples of just howling through that movie. And there are so many moments you could pinpoint in that entire movie. My family still quotes the movie like nobody's business. I remember, like, when I got power windows in my car, I remember pressing the buttons, being so excited. And you have to admit, like, I did not have power windows until maybe about like 5 years ago. So it was pretty exciting for me at the time. And I remember my family telling me, no matter how many times you press the button, it will go up and down. But there are so many good lines in that movie. And it's just a sweet, sweet romance of her figuring out if she wants to be a princess, but mostly her realizing that her best friend is her new love interest. And her and Michael are just the cutest thing. I love the fact that he loves M&Ms and he plays piano with M&Ms on the piano. That's something I want to try.
He was very, the early 2000s was really into the garage band, punk rocker alternative, White kind of guy. I was listening to another rom-com podcast the other day, and they were pointing out how that type of guy was very popular in that time period, and that time period only. And he really is a case in point.
So he's not even
in the second one.
No, he's not. He's Chris. It's Chris Pine.
They got rid of him by then. I have to say I preferred the second one, but anyway.
Really? Yeah, I liked them both, but yeah, I almost have to think of them as totally separate things because they're very different tonally. And yeah, they're both very different in tone to the book. I would say the first movie is closer in tone to the books than the second one is, definitely. But the books certainly had more of an adult edge in them. The movies were definitely a bit more innocent than the books were. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were entertaining and and it was good. But yeah, I kind of like both movies for really different reasons. But it is all very cute.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure, I like number two, and Chris Pine is nothing to snark at in that movie for sure. But I don't know. Number one just always has that soft spot in my heart. So I don't know what it is about number one. I can't really pinpoint it. But for sure, Princess Diaries 1 takes the cake for me.
I love the bit in number two when she hits him with her fan and then he has like a rolled up piece of paper in his hand or something. So he just does it back. But she does this huge like, ooh!
How dare you!
How dare you? When she just did it first.
Well, to be fair, she hit the, or he hit the future queen. So, whereas, you know, when she hit him, it was just a dupe.
To clarify, it wasn't really hit. It was tap with a fan, playful.
Yep, that is true. I loathe you.
A very problematic scene in The Princess Bride, apart from that, a good movie. But.
Oh, man, The Princess Bride. I should have brought that one out for this one, too. But, man, okay, that one's going to have to come up at some point.
There are a lot of princess movies around. I was trying to make a list yesterday of all the ones I like, and I'm like, nope, there's just too many.
Future episode, just princess movies or princess stories. Yeah, that'd totally. Be great. So, we're running out of time, so tell us about your princess story in any more detail. Hannah, do you want to tell us a little bit more about
the genre? I want to know, as an American, is there anything, like, Australian-esque that's brought into this kingdom? Like, I really want to know about this new kingdom that you built.
Oh, yeah, is it European?
Well, I think more European. I didn't put like much Genovia. Australian or American in because I didn't want to twist it around and get the wrong kind of culture thing. But there are bits of Australia in there, but you've got to look pretty hard for them. Like there's a bunch of names of cricketers in there, Australian cricketers, because, awesome. But you're not going to know that unless you know the cricketers' names to start with, but there's stuff like that in there, which kind of makes me laugh.
Hold on for a second. The cricketers as in like their football players or cricket players, is that what they're...
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
What do you mean,
football
players? They're obviously cricket players.
I'm sorry. We are taping this on the day that the Vikings won against the Giants, and it's a big deal, which you wouldn't think but...
The NRL Grand Final was last night, and I was in Sydney. It was crazy. We actually left Sydney as the final was playing, unlike everyone else in the
world. Wow, you're brave.
Yeah, football fever. Okay.
But tell us about this fantasy land that you built, this wonderful new fantasy kingdom.
It's kind of like, think small European kingdom, like ages, centuries of history, but a modern day, like, royal family, these three, so Alina, Prince Thoroban, and Kenna have all grown up together. They're all best friends, but now that's just all changing because Ben has to get married and Kenna's not eligible to get married, of course, because she's not a princess. But yeah, like the people think that they should get married because they think it's all well and cute and all that they are best friends and the king's not happy. And yeah, it's all just very, I don't know, I love best friend stories and that. So it's kind of that, but there's a lot more in it than just that. Like there's her faith nice. Journey and all stuff like that. But yeah, I
did
fell
you do
in
much research into like the into the European monarchies or the British one, or did you have fun making up your own rules from scratch for the kingdom?
Kind of both. Like I am a bit of a royal fan, so I've followed royal families for many, many years. I spent way too long watching mm-hmm. royal family weddings and things like that. So there's a lot of those bits and pieces in it, but there's also like rules that I've made up myself. Like this rule that says, I don't know if I should say, is that a spoiler or not? That like if a guy touches a girl inappropriately, they have to marry. So there's stuff like that in there, which is like really, really old school mixed with kind of modern day kind of no one believes this rule should be around. And yeah, stuff like that which comes into it, which fit my story. So I made it up because that's what authors do. But yeah, a lot of just normal your royal stuff. I love it. I love royal stories because I love that there's all these rules attached to them. and when something's broken, it's just so much more fun because you know that there's such serious repercussions and stuff. So yeah, it just kind of heightens every expectation, the fact that everyone's watching them. So yeah, there's a lot of mm-hmm. play off of that and a lot of really sweet scenes between them all and that. And so, yeah.
What's your Lots favorite of... thing about your character, your main hero?
McKenna, so the girl?
Yes.
I love her, just the way she gets on with people, like how much she loves people and she really cares to the point of just, I don't know, she questions everything, but at the same time, like she just really wants to help people and wants to be the best person she can, even though everything seems against her and people keep making decisions for her that she's got nothing she can't say and can't do anything, but she still keeps, I don't know, yeah, trying to be that best person. And like I love her relationship with Ben, it's so adorable. So mm-hmm. yeah, not that there is a relationship between them, of course, but
what?
Hey, it's a gotta be something in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's
awesome. So yeah. Hannah, if people want to find you online, where should they look?
So I have a website. It's very basic. It's hannahcurry.com. So Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E. And yeah, that's where you'll find out more about me and you can find all the different places where the book is sold, Heart of Royal. And yeah, that will hopefully tell you everything you need to know and send you off to social media sites and everything. So it's all in one place to make it easier.
Thank you so much, Hannah, for joining us on the podcast today. We are so excited for your book to come out. I think we have another week after this airs by the time it hits shelves. But as we know, release days can get early. So everyone go check out their Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Make sure you hit up the bookstores and look for Hannah Curry. It looks like a good one. So thanks everyone for listening. In the meantime, you can hang out on social media with me at Hannah Davis Author, both on Facebook and Instagram, although I have to admit I'm way more on Instagram. We also have our Story Nerds Facebook page that we love to hear from you guys. So definitely comment and let us know what your top picks are. I know that I've forgotten a ton of them, so make sure that you put down your favorites in there. And before we go, Jess, where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me at Jessica Kate Writing on Facebook and Instagram. And that is also my website, jessicakatewriting.com. And I've been starting to pop a bit of Story Nerd stuff on my Instagram. So if you want to check that out, then have a look over there. And if you want to listen to this and you're currently listening just on the webpage, did you know, I learned the other day that one of our key listeners doesn't know how to find us in the apps. So I thought I'd better mention it in the episode. Ooh. You can find us on Spotify. We are on Stitcher. We are on pretty much, I really don't know that there's any podcasting app that we're not on. So if you just go to whatever your preferred music podcasting app is, have a look for Story Nerds. We should be in there. There is also actually links to those pages from our Facebook page. If you look in our little blurb about us there, Hannah has very cleverly put in some links that will like launch Spotify on the Story Nerds Spotify feed. So you can go click over there and find it, or you can just go to storynerds.podbean.com and have a listen there if you prefer.
Woohoo! Thanks everyone for joining. Hope you had a great listen, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.